third little talk I'm sharing with you on the subject of prayer and Lectio Divina, which is a form of prayer where we take something interesting or beautiful or inspiring and just soak in it. And I'm thinking of the word friend at the moment before we look at Khalil Gibran's poem on friendship, taken from The Prophet. And in the last two talks, I was musing how our Lord calls us friends in John chapter 15 and why he does so. And the first reason was because we're chosen, we're choice. And secondly, because he's told us his story. So friends choose each other, and when they listen to each other, they're listening to a unique, unprintable story that is a person's life. The third reason Jesus calls us friend is because he'd die for us. Cain slew his brother. I remember meeting a lady once. I've never forgotten her. She was born Jewish and became a Catholic in Austria when she married her Christian husband. He became a leading member of the Nazi Party, and in 1941 he betrayed the two little girls they had and his wife to the authorities because of their Jewish blood. The children perished in the gas chamber. She ended the war, more or less, a skeleton in a concentration camp. He was killed in an air raid. And when I met this lady about 20, 30 years ago, in her heart she'd forgiven him. Ah, I've never heard such a story of mercy and love and forgiveness in all my life. But that's what some husbands do to their wives. But to betray a friend, with a kiss, you'd die for a friend. And that is what the Lord wants to tell us. He thinks that each one of us is worth dying for. There should be enough there for us to have a soak in that thought. St. Paul says, he loved me and he gave himself up for me. Let's sunbathe in that truth and ask that we also will have such quality friends that we'd be happy to die for them, but never to betray them, especially with a kiss.